USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The Justice Department said in a court filing that it has completed its review of potentially privileged documents seized from former President Trump's Florida estate earlier this month. The filing is in response to a federal judge who indicated over the weekend that she would appoint a special master to oversee the documents. Missouri Republican Senator Roy Blunt told ABC's This Week that Trump should not have held on to the documents.
He should have turned the documents over and apparently had turned a number of documents over. What I wonder about is why this could go on for almost 2 years and less than 100 days before the election.
The DOJ said in its filing that it has identified, quote, a limited set of materials that potentially contain attorney-client privileged information. The major indexes on Wall Street closed lower on Monday after hearing the Fed's commitment to continue to fight inflation with high interest rates. This is USA Radio News.
We are excited to introduce our newest advertiser, Manscaped, the best in men's below-the-waist grooming. Their products are precision-engineered tools
for your family jewels.
Now, I can already hear many of you wincing or crossing your legs, but we've all been trimming and then ouchie, wawa. That's why over 6 million men worldwide already trust Manscaped. And now, Manscaped's Performance Package 4.0 has arrived. First, you get the Lawnmower 4.0. This trimmer is the greatest down-there trimmer ever and features a cutting-edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents. It's waterproof and has an LED spotlight for a more precise shave. The Performance Package 4.0 also includes the Weed Whacker nose and ear hair trimmer. Manscaped even threw in two free gifts, the Manscaped Boxers and the Shed Travel Bag. Get with the program and take your grooming to the next level. Get your Manscaped Performance Package 4.0 and take 20% off and get free shipping with the code USARadio at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use code USARadio.
A United Nations nuclear watchdog team set off to safeguard the nuclear power plant at the heart of fighting in Ukraine. Experts from the International Atomic Energy Agency are visiting the country as Ukraine and Russia are again accusing each other of shelling the region around the plant. The Zaporizhia plant is Europe's largest. It was briefly knocked offline last week. The danger is so high that officials have begun handing out iodine tablets to nearby residents. A member of a Dutch commando unit was killed and two of his colleagues wounded in a shooting in downtown Indianapolis early Saturday. The soldiers were in the United States for training exercises at a southern Indiana military base. Police believe there was a disturbance outside the hotel they were staying at. Investigators have not released additional information about the circumstances of the shooting. A 19-year-old is suspected of randomly killing three people on the streets of Detroit over a two-hour period. The victims included a single mother of five waiting for a bus. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, the being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
Dinovite.com.
To the disappointment of many, NASA scrubbed its launch of the Artemis 1 spacecraft. USA Radio's Tim Berg says the cancellation was due to an engine temperature rise.
NASA Administrator Bill Nelson telling reporters a scrub is just another step in the process.
You make it as safe as possible, and of course, that is the whole reason for this test flight, to stress it and to test it to make sure it's as safe as possible when Artemis 2, when we put humans in the spacecraft.
The next launch window for the rocket won't be until Friday. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
LG and Honda are investing $4.4 billion in a joint venture in the United States to produce batteries for Honda's electric vehicles in the North American market. Construction on the site will begin in early 2023, with mass production of advanced lithium-ion battery cells to begin by the end of 2025. The plant will likely be near Marysville, Ohio, or Greensburg, Indiana, where Honda already has huge factories. $3 movie tickets, possibly at a theater near you this Saturday. It's part of National Cinema Day, an effort to lure moviegoers to the box office during what is traditionally one of the slowest weekends for theaters. The Cinema Foundation says more than 3,000 theaters are participating, including major chains like Regal and AMC. We're online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.